Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
50 years ago this month, just weeks after the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led the historic march to Selma, Alabama, he came to Boston and spoke before a joint convention of the Massachusetts State Legislature. It was his first speech ever before a legislative body. Yesterday, members of the Massachusetts Black and Latino Legislative Caucus read that speech in its entirety to a joint session of the Massachusetts State Legislature. Here are some excerpts.
I come to Massachusetts not to condemn, but to encourage. It was from these shores that the vision of a new nation conceived in liberty was born. And it must be from these shores that liberty must be preserved.
If we are to be a great nation, we must all be a part of the war on poverty. This is a war in which we cannot afford to have any conscientious objectors. Now is the time to end poverty. Now is the time to end segregation in the public schools. Young boys and young girls must grow up with world perspectives. Segregation debilitates the segregator as well as the segregated.
Nothing can be more tragic than to build a nation with a large segment of that nation feeling that they have no stake in this society, feeling that they have nothing to lose, constantly fighting against a nagging sense of nobodiness. For them, it is often difficult to hear the pleas of nonviolence. These are the people that may rise up because they feel that they have nothing to lose. They see life as nothing but a long and desolate corridor with no exit sign. We have a responsibility to give these people a sense of belonging, a sense of somebodiness, and a feeling that they do count.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to speed up the day when all of God's children, all over this nation, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last.
Portions of a speech Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered 50 years ago this month to the Massachusetts legislature. The readers were Representative Carlos Gonzalez, Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, Senator Linda Dorsina Forey, and State Representative Byron Rushing.